Welcome to Rethink Retail, the show where we dive into the stories and strategies behind some of the most successful brands on the planet. From brick and mortar giants to e-commerce disruptors, we uncover the secrets to their success and deliver the keys to true retail transformation. So ask yourself, are you ready to rethink retail? The future of retail starts now.
Together with Microsoft and top retail experts, we're exploring the transformative, robust impact of cloud technologies. Follow the series to hear the latest trends and business applications to help you optimize your supply chain, boost associate productivity, and implement next-generation personalization. If it can be done in the cloud, we have you covered. In this fourth and final episode, we'll explore how cloud-powered technology and enabled store associates are leading the next generation of stores. The retail industry continues to grapple with employee training, engagement, and retention challenges. One key response to these challenges is investing in and implementing technologies and techniques to empower employees through things like task automation, generative AI tools, and improved inventory accuracy.
Jeff Strasser, I lead the modern work business for the retail and consumer goods team at Microsoft. Data is gold, right? And retailers have so much data on what people are buying, how their people are working, the effectiveness of their people, and bringing that all together and using tools like AI tools and other analytics tools to then make business decisions is a great opportunity to make the stores more efficient and more effective, and ultimately the store associates better and more productive at what they do. So the more data they have, both about their products and what they're selling and also what their customers are buying, lets them engage with their customer in a more productive way. So they understand more about what the customer is looking for, they'll be better educated on the products that they're selling and be able to match the customer demands and what they're ultimately offering, making for a more satisfied customer and a more satisfied business and hopefully a more satisfied employee. Training has to adopt really quickly as the products that people are selling is rapidly changing as well, right? No longer do we have the same products on the shelf for a really long time. Trends change, the supply chain is much faster, product development cycles are much shorter, so products are coming in and out of the store so much more quickly that using tools and training tools that bring that information to associates more quickly is the most effective way to get people up to speed, to help them service their clients better. And there's some great technologies around AI and generative AI which can understand marketing materials from the people developing those products, maybe the specifications, if it's food, the ingredients, and that sort of thing, and both train the employees, but also give them access to real-time tools to ask questions about the products and not have to record training and spend hours developing production content when a lot of that can be done through generative AI in particular, understanding the material that the product manufacturer is bringing and the details of that product and who it's targeted for, and then being able to respond to questions that those employees may have as they learn about those products or even as they service their customers in real time. So having the right tools available to frontline workers so they can quickly access training and information about products is super critical. So you want to give them, whether it's devices on hardware, whether it's repurposing how point of sale tools are used, but giving the right technologies so you can quickly iterate on training materials, on product information, let your employees interact with those tools as well. We'll let them get to information faster, learn faster, and service their customers better. And AI and being able to benefit from AI is all about having data in the right place. And having data in the right place is about bringing that together into a single environment or a single cloud so it can learn and be accessed by all these wonderful training tools and store support tools that are being developed. Training tools are developing quickly, as is how people are trained. With all the challenges in staffing and turnover, retailers are asking people to do a lot more and often changing what their job roles and responsibilities are, whether it's the product they're selling or how they're supporting operations in the store. So having real-time access to training as their roles change is very important. And the integration of scheduling tools with training materials, with store operations materials, or even support materials if something breaks in the stores and needs attention or needs to be fixed, building kind of real-time short training snippets into their day-to-day workflow. So something new needs to happen, they can quickly learn and go do that action. Because it's impossible to predict what any store associate's gonna need to do or learn on a given day.
My name is Jose Luis Ortiz. I am the head of sales for retail and consumer goods in Microsoft in the US. At the end of the day, the store associates are the ones that have the pulse of what happens in the store every day. So the more they can understand you as a customer coming into the store, what is it that you want, what is it that you like, what is what you usually shop. But you don't have a lot of time to make that analysis. So you need to make very rapid decisions on the spot so that they can serve you better. So the frontline worker needs to be dedicated and focused more into making you get the best shopping experience and not into administrative tasks or things that are necessarily added value for the final shopper. So technology would definitely just improve big time in terms of, hey, this is what she wants, this is her shopping patterns, and also will hopefully grow with you. Like, you know, now she's a mother of two little kids and now is in a different stage of her life and so on and so forth. In a matter of hosting training for in-store associates in the cloud, yeah, for sure. That's the biggest infrastructure that we have right now available. I think store associates will be number one. They have access to all these tools and technologies as consumers, as persons, as individuals right now. And I think their expectation at work is that the companies provide them with the same easiness to do their job the way that they want to do it. So we need to bridge that gap between their lived experience with all the apps that they use or their kids use every day with the technology that the companies are providing to them in their places of work.
My name is Lisa Amlani. I am the principal and founder of Retail Strategy Group, The Merchant Life, and I teach at FIT Fashion Marketing and Digital Technology. I think giving the store associates the right tools, whether it is a handheld device, whether it is live, real-time insights into the customers in the store, or the online and the offline store, I think giving the store associates the tools to help them learn about what their customer wants before their customer even knows what they want. So I think that will empower them to ask the right questions while they're selling, but also while they're building the relationship with the customer. I think that's really key, because what we want to do as retailers is increase footfall, get the people to come back into the store to shop with you, and drive more loyalty. And the way that we do that is to build that relationship with the customer and giving the employee the tools to help them learn and develop that relationship. I think that's really critical.
Hi, I'm Sandeep Oni. I'm part of the retail practice at Gartner. So as far as the in-store experience and tying in some of the incredibly important areas of inventory, I think reality is it's taken the industry a global pandemic for them to recognize the criticality of the physical store in unified commerce retailing. And I think that shrink and theft has always been a challenge in retail, but I think that reality is many retailers still struggle with the actual inventory they maintain in their books because of that legacy data sets and lack of incongruent data that they have across systems that's housing those inventory. If you think about for every single retailer, inventory is by far one of the biggest costs they carry on their balance sheet. So having that real-time view of inventory across inventory locations is paramount to ensure that they recognize the total amount of inventory they're carrying and they can minimize that inventory loss through shrink and loss.
Shally Branston, Corporate Vice President, Global Retail, Consumer Goods, and Gaming. The interesting thing is, in some ways, we've almost had like too many training tools, too many systems, too many devices. And what the store associate needs, they want to come in, they want to clock in, they want to be able to service the customer that's in front of them. And so now, and we're announcing this here at NRF with the Microsoft Copilot for store operations. Intentionally, we're calling it a copilot versus autopilot, because you get that ask me anything on your digital device. You have somebody who's standing in front of you, they're interested as a store associate, they're interested in buying some ski boots, but they speak Spanish and you speak English. You can immediately get the translation right there in front of them. Or, you know, the store manager says there's a spill on aisle 6, and immediately the store manager can speak a natural language to a device, ask the associate to clean it. I started out my job in retail working in stores. Many people did. And 61% of them, we found this from our work trend index at Microsoft, are excited about the promise of what technology can do for them. It has not been a place where retailers have heavily invested in terms of really streamlining the store associate experience. And 80% of retail associates are in the front line. They're the unsung heroes of the retail industry, and I think they're excited about the capabilities. And now with these sort of co-pilot capabilities, we can give them what they absolutely deserve. The three major announcements that we're making here at NRF are the co-pilot for personalized shopping, the co-pilot for store operations, and data solutions for Microsoft Fabric. And you might say, okay, what are those three? Well, first of all, as I mentioned, data solutions for Microsoft Fabric, that's literally addressing the biggest challenge of this industry, which is unifying data to meet the customer and the supply chain where it is. But you can only deliver these store personalized experiences, like the Copilot for personalized shopping, if you have that data foundation. And you can only deliver that great experience for your store associate if you have that foundation. We really think about this as a modular approach. We'll meet our retailers where they are, but thinking about having a great data foundation, delivering a great consumer experience, and then, of course, you can't deliver a great consumer experience if you don't have a great store associate. They're your best brand ambassador, so delivering a great experience for them. We're super excited. We're investing heavily in the retail industry, and we think these announcements will really change the game for many of our customers.
Hi, I'm Steve Dennis. I used to work at Neiman Marcus, and a lot of times we would know the customer, or the customer would come in on an appointment. In that case, you can actually go to a database, use clienteling systems, anticipate some of their needs. So when they show up, you've already got all this information. If a customer just walks into the store, you don't know much about them. I think hopefully you're providing the sales associate with tools, you're giving them training. So when customers ask for certain questions, because I think one of the big changes over the last decade or so is customers come into the store much more educated than they might have been. They used to just have to run around to a bunch of stores to collect information or read a magazine article or something. It's very hard to collect data. Now so many customers come in, they've already done research online and they're looking for a particular product or they're trying to put an outfit together. So if the sales associates have the tools to help them, or at least just know from a training standpoint what questions to ask to take that customer down a more kind of relevant, personalized journey, you have a much greater chance of success making the sale, but also hopefully really standing out in the customer's mind. I think there's a lot. There's everything from technology where sales associates using headphones to be able to talk to other members of their team to go run and get an item or to do a lookup on information so that the sales associate can stay with the customer, not have to go to a point of sale register or get on their phone and do a search, to using AI to start to deliver more personalized experience and just be able to take in a huge amount of data and serve up things either for the customer on their own device or perhaps on a sales associate's device. And I think we're at this really interesting point where technology is just going to the next level where it can just be that much more efficient. But I think the real secret sauce, so to speak, is being able to make it more personalized and relevant. That's the differentiator, I think.
I'm April Sobral. I am the CEO and founder of RetailU. So what I'm seeing in the space of equipping employees to best help their customers through training is there's a lot of tools coming out, like apps that are on their handhelds and devices that allow them to have access to on-demand micro-training. I think where the opportunity is to continue to create more content. Because there's a lot of technology that's come out in the last couple of years and a lot of retailers have adopted it. What I've seen now is those retailers coming to us and asking us to create training content for those apps. So I think that that's going to be something that's going to continue because yes, you have an app and you have a platform and you have technology. However, if you don't keep filling it with updated content, then that app could become not so useful. So I think the trend in creating that online content is going to continue. And, you know, I think that the product knowledge training is great, but focusing on the management, the leadership skills and how to coach and train their employees and how to follow up and how to hold teams accountable, that's what I'm seeing people ask us for right now. As a retail leader, it's so essential to properly train your employees because what's happening when you're not in the building is literally a reflection of what you're investing in your team. So the expectations that you set, the systems and processes that you have in place for helping customers or cleaning the stores, also with follow-up and accountability, right? So management need to know how to do that. They need to know how to coach. They need to know what questions to ask. And what I find a lot of the time is if they're not provided with that training, then it doesn't matter how much sales training you do with the sales team, the manager doesn't know how to coach and follow up and like hold people accountable. And those are those people skills. Those are those hard skills that people don't like having confrontational conversations if they see something that hasn't happened right and they're really nervous, especially in retail, because the managers right now are new. They've been newly promoted and they haven't managed teams before. And so they're a bit stressed and don't know how to approach somebody. We've seen that in the workshops that we've been doing. We're really being asked on training positive leadership and coaching skills and how to hold a team accountable. So I think it's really important for you to understand that to make sure that all of this training works, that you have processes in place that can follow up. For example, like looking at reporting or doing quizzing and testing and validating, doing mystery shops, things like that. I think mystery shops are going to come back because I do think that that validates what's being learned, along with one-day workshops. There is a big push to bring back training in person with conference-style workshops. However, I do think as well that you're going to have to make sure that you have a one-day event. Everybody gets excited. We know that. We go to conferences like this and, you know, you take all of that information. But what do they do with it next? How do they execute on it? So I believe that there'll be more quarterly leadership summits, or there should be, and more follow-up around that so that it can support those managers continue to grow, because training is one piece of it, and that's when you deliver the information, set the expectation. But the development and the growth is the follow-up piece, right? It's looking at what's working, what's not, what are they struggling with, so that you can continue to fuel that employee's growth, because that's what's going to keep your employees engaged. That's what's going to keep them retained. Everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to do better. And so that's going to be really, really important this year, to not just do the one-day conference. They're great, they're coming back, but to do the follow-up afterwards. This impacts the customer experience, because if you don't have a well-trained team, guess what happens to the customers when they walk through the door? I was having a conversation with the CEO this week around conversion, right? And just needle moving conversion by 1 to 1.5%, and what that can do when you have a store fleet overall, and how much more money you can make. And our customers wanna have a good experience, right? Like, if somebody's not engaged in the store and the customer walks in, guess what's going to happen? The service is going to go flat. So an engaged, happy team that likes working for a manager, that's really encouraging them, and that they feel like their manager cares for them, they're developing their skills and that they can trust them, is going to be reflected on the shop floor. That's nothing new. It's always been that way, and it's always going to be that way. So if you're not focusing on investing in your people, then guess what? You're not going to get the return with your customers.
Thank you for listening to the Rethink Retail podcast. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, apply at rethink.industries/podcast guest. That's rethink.industries/podcast guest. Follow us on Twitter at rethink_retail and show some love by subscribing on iTunes podcast app. Until next time.